You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
We come together because opposites attract, and you know. Straight up now, tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh,
oh. Paula Abdul, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. And what was it last night you started your residency here in Las Vegas over at the Flamingo?
The night before.
Now, Paula, how do you feel? Because, I mean, yeah, you sing, you do it all. But, I mean, girl, you are kicking it. I was lucky enough to see you, I guess it was a couple of years back, when you were in town with New Kids on the Block.
Thank you so much. I'm having a great, this has been awesome. The first night was a lot of fun, and it was really cool. The whole room was just standing up the entire time, singing all the songs. It was great.
Listen, Paul, I think it's so cool. I was lucky enough to see Janet Jackson a couple of weeks ago. She's here, I believe, through this weekend. You know, I don't know if everybody knows this. They sure should. But you were at one of her first, always her best choreographers. Is this a show that you're going to be able to sneak in on?
I'm trying to.
See, we never know what the relationships are like after so many years.
She thanked you at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction big time.
Yes, we're still real close friends. She's like a fairy godsister.
Oh, I love to hear that. You don't know how I love the both of you, seriously, and I just love to hear that.
It's so cool that we're both on this trip.
Did you ever think that? I mean, we ask a lot of people this. Look at your headlining on the Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah, I make mention of that in the show, that who would have thought all these years later that would be happening. Pretty incredible.
You know, when I think about some of the people who came through Vegas back in the day, who, and I'm not just talking about your you know, the singers, I'm talking about those dancers that came through, the ones who sang and danced, the Shirley MacLaines, Juliet Prowse. Who was my idol, Paul. I wanted to be a dancer so bad, but I'm 4'11 and a little wider. And Juliet actually...
My type of girl.
Thank you.
You know what? And you say that, but I think a person like Paula Abdul, she could take you under her wing.
Wow, I'm the worst dancer on earth,
and
Paula.
Make something of you, because although you're a little wide body, you have the passion.
I do have the passion. My problem is, Paul, I've always said that I can, from the waist up, I can move okay. My legs don't want to work with my upper torso.
That happens to me sometimes, you know. I have to have sessions with my lower body.
I'm not even going to say
the
line.
Well, I do too, Paula, but, you know, God, I love you even more now.
So we're talking to Paula.
Poor Paul is like,
I don't
really?
Even know what happened to this conversation. If we can get back on track.
Oh, I love it.
What was it we talked about the other day? To relax, it's either a banana or a hand massage.
That is no joke. I read something about in order to relax. It was relaxation day. And they said number one way to relax is to eat a banana because of the potassium. Number two, take however anybody wanted to take it, a hand massage.
Now, and we couldn't believe that a hand massage got beaten out by a banana.
By a banana.
But I guess it depends on what you use the banana for.
Oh, my God!
Nonetheless.
Paula.
We're not that kind of show. We really aren't.
We really aren't.
Sure you're not.
Well, we are now. We are now.
And it took Paula Abdul to get it out of us.
I know it.
So, Paula, I wanted to ask you this. So you sing, you dance, you act, you got all these awards. What is it that you can't do that if somebody were to take you out of your comfort zone? What is that one thing that you can't do?
Well, keeping the same category as what you've been talking about, I can't roll my R's with my tongue.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Neither can Mike. You mean, Paula, do you mean like that?
Yeah, I'm so jealous. So
I never thought I'd be able to say Paula Abdul and I have something in common.
You do. And so do we, apparently.
But
I love it. I love it.
But your heritage, I don't know. Well, maybe not. I don't know.
No. You would have no reason to roll your R's, really.
What are you, Syrian and what else?
Brazilian.
What about Brazil?
Well, you know what? I have that gene missing. What can I tell you?
Oh, my gosh. Paula, I'm going to ask you something now, and please take it for what it's worth.
Now the disclaimer comes out.
I want to know, and I know you don't see him that often, what did Simon Cowell do to his teeth?
I don't know. What did he do?
He had them. What do you? had them all veneered, and they look a little off. Boy, he looks very unusual. Okay. Get on one of those, you know the magazines, People, any of those, and check it out. He doesn't have you to keep him in line.
Oh, my God. I wish I was with him right now. I would give him a whole bunch of help.
Yeah, check out, it's trending right now, but if you check out any Ragmag TV show, you're going to see it. So now, I know your dogs, what is it, Bessie, Moo, and Charity?
Yep, they're coming out to see the show. They're not here now, but they'll be coming out to see the show next month or in October.
And did I hear correctly, actually have their toenails painted and you put them in dresses and stuff?
I don't put them in dresses. I would never do that. But yes, their nails are painted.
Yeah, okay. Mike, don't.
Don't be stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, Mike.
Okay, banana woman. Jeez.
Paula, who?
Mike and Carla, I'm so sorry. I have to call Paula into another interview now.
Well, thank you so much. Paula, you are fabulous, and we look so forward to seeing you.
At the Flamingo.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to see everyone. I'm having a great time. So thank you both so much. And this call was hysterical.
Hey, during your stay, anytime you want to come on our show, you're more than welcome.
Too. Oh, thank you. I'd love that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.